Oh yeah,
Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's news video. I'm Chris. Yeah, let's get right to it. This is the price, 71,747. Yeah, we actually hit a high today of 72,777. So we're looking good, and we seem to have bounced off the 69K level that you see there. This is really good, and a lot of people are plotting a little wedge here. I didn't plot it, but we broke out of that wedge. That's why the title of this video is the Bitcoin breakout. But yeah, we're poised to go a lot higher. Of course, our all-time high, don't forget, is 73,835. So we're within $1,500 of our all-time high. Yeah, good times. These are good days. And look at the progress we've made over the last week after this drawdown. Methodically going up. Yep. All right. Well, this is the block height, and the halving is set for April 20th at 12:54 a.m. It keeps getting earlier. It might end up on the 19th or the 18th. I don't even know. But sats per dollar, 1,393. We're below 1,400 sats per dollar. Yeah, this is the time when we might get a Godzilla Bitcoin candle. Is it time? Some people call it the God candle. Let's call it the Godzilla candle. That's funnier. But yeah, are we ready? Are we going to, you know, some people are also saying we still might hit 100K by the halving. So you're telling me today's April 8th. You're telling me by the 20th. So in 12 days, we might hit 100K. It's possible. Let's go. Yeah, Matt A. says, our boy Bitcoin needs to test and hold roughly $71,400 to prove as a new support, then boom. And yeah, if you draw a line at $71,400, it's pretty interesting. We've regarded it as resistance here, resistance here. Now if we come up and then we hold it as support, then blast off. That's it. It's really simple. Send Bitcoin higher. Yeah, look. This is from 2014 to now, and you can see the bottom, the post-bottom consolidation is the gray areas, and then the bull market is green, and we're in the green already, and yeah, so for the next year, at least 1 year, who knows where we'll go, but enjoy it while it lasts. This is Benjamin Cowan. He's reporting that Bitcoin dominance just had its highest weekly close since April 2021. Yeah, this is Bitcoin dominance, and I believe what typically happens in a bull run is Bitcoin dominance goes up, and then somewhere near the peak, it might start coming down, and then that's when they call it alt season, where the altcoins might go higher. We'll see. This cycle's different, but this is showing a lot of strength in Bitcoin as opposed to every other altcoin, right? So that's good. And here's a video from Michael Saylor. This is from 2022, and I'll read the quote. You know what? Let's just watch the video, because he puts it pretty simply.
So about this possible winter, are you really not feeling the cold?
Look, if you're...
By the way, I will say, this is in 2022, so this is when Bitcoin was coming down. We were in the bear market, and it was down very, very far from its all-time high. So that's why she's asking that question.
The cold?
Look, if you're going to invest in Bitcoin, a short time horizon is 4 years, a mid-time horizon is 10 years. The right time horizon is forever. You know, Warren Buffett said, you know, if you wouldn't hold it for 10 years, you shouldn't hold it for 10 minutes. So if you look at the course of 4 years, no one's ever lost money over 4 years holding Bitcoin. And if you look at, you know, our experience, we started buying it at $10,000, and now it's up by a factor of four. So given the right time horizon, you're fine. So it's a blessing and a curse. The blessing is it makes it the most exciting, interesting thing in the financial universe everywhere in the world. And the curse is it can induce anxiety for people that have a short attention span or are focused on a narrow time horizon.
Yeah, a short time horizon, right? Or a short attention span. But yeah, I like what he said. If you've held Bitcoin for 4 years, you're up, right? Because every four-year cycle, there's a new all-time high. And yeah, so anyway, Thank goodness for Michael Saylor. And don't forget, Bitcoin is not the bubble, it's the pin. Bitcoin is the pin that's going to pop the fiat bubble, right? Yeah, don't forget that. And Bitcoin has still not yet been displaced because there's no second best. Yeah, this is a great quote from Lynn Alden. Bitcoin hasn't been displaced in 12 years despite the arrival of over 8,000 competitors. Think about that. I don't know if this is an old quote, but, and I don't know when did the first altcoin start? I don't even know. I think it was Ethereum. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know what year that was. Anyway, might have to look into that. But the point is, with all this competition, Bitcoin is still number one by a far, far, far margin, right? A huge margin. Not even close. All right, about adoption globally. Exactly 2 years ago, the nation of Madeira declared Bitcoin legal and eliminated all taxes on hodlers. Holders, of course. For those of you who don't know the word hodl, it means hold. It's Bitcoin jargon. But yeah, I didn't know that Madeira was a nation, but it's Portugal. It's like I don't know if it's in Portugal or like an island off of Portugal. But anyway, it's been 2 years. Yeah, and I think they did it after El Salvador did it as well. So yeah. And this is breaking. Multiple Chinese institutions to launch Bitcoin ETFs in Hong Kong, including Harvest Fund, $230 billion, and China Southern Fund, $284 billion. Yeah, and the source is China's financial newspaper, Securities Times. So look, every financial firm or whatever, every financial firm that can offer the Bitcoin ETF is going to within probably this year or definitely within a couple of years, right? The adoption is just going to be complete very soon because none of these guys want to miss out, right? Why would you want to miss out? All right, here's some fiat and government nonsense. Because Bitcoin solves these issues. Jack Reciter, yeah, he's the host of the amazing podcast Darknet Diaries. If you haven't heard Darknet Diaries, check it out. If you're into, well, yeah, check it out. But yeah, this is a video that he saw that's an eye-opener posted by Naomi Brockwell about financial privacy. And he says, this video is an eye-opener. I had no idea banks are sharing my purchases and transactions. Mentally, I think of them as a secure vault, but not anymore. It's like they're allowing a constant man-in-the-middle attack. Banks clearly are not putting our privacy as a priority. So I'll link to this as I link to everything. But yeah, surveillance you didn't know about. It's a kind of a shocking video. And it's... The thing is, as we learn more about what these big institutions are doing, how they're using our data, how they're surveilling us, it's insane. The more we uncover, it's insane. And most of it's illegal. It's either illegal or these corrupt cartel members, the government people, they've made a law that they can surveil you in a certain way. Anyway, let's move on. This is a funny one posted by Uncle Ted. Nunchuck wallet response to Ontario court order requesting them to freeze Bitcoin wallets associated with current protest. Yeah, and this is funny. So apparently the Canadian government approached Nunchuck and demanded that they freeze certain Bitcoin wallets. And here's Nunchuck's response. This is great. Dear the Ontario Superior Court of Justice, Nunchuck is a self-custodial collaborative multi-sig Bitcoin wallet. We are a software provider, not a custodial financial intermediary. Our software is free to use. It allows people to eliminate single points of failure and store Bitcoin in the safest way possible while preserving privacy. We do not collect any user identification information beyond email addresses. We also do not hold any keys. Therefore, we cannot freeze our users' assets. We cannot prevent them from being moved. We do not have knowledge of the existence, nature, value, and location of our users' assets. This is by design. Please look up how self-custody and private keys work. When the Canadian dollar becomes worthless, we will be here to serve you too. A plus, Nunchuck. That's great. He just proves. So that what this proves is that governments, most governments, don't even understand how Bitcoin works. They literally don't. Still, you'd think they would after all this time, but isn't that funny? All right, here's a piece of Bitcoin news about Ordinals. Ordinals founder Casey Radarmore to launch runes at Bitcoin halving. So apparently, I don't know about ordinals, although I know they're like, it's almost like NFTs on Bitcoin. And I think most all Bitcoiners are not big fans of ordinals, but I guess technically they're possible. So you can't really stop it, which is also part of the Bitcoin culture, right? You just let people have freedom to do what they want. But apparently ordinals drive up the fees, and that's and I'll link to this. You can read more about this, but I thought this was interesting here. Yeah, runes is so widely anticipated that Bitcoiners are already predicting a torrent of transactions. Transactions. Bids from runes users could spike fees over 1,000 Satoshis per V-byte. For context, current transaction fees on Bitcoin are below 10 sats per V-byte. So yeah, these ordinals, I don't know. It's arguable that a lot of these guys are scammers. I don't know anything about this guy, Casey, and I don't know much about ordinals, but I just wanted to throw it out there that people are doing some stuff on chain with these ordinals, and it's a little weird, and it's going to cause fees to go up. So when you go to make a transaction, the fees might be sky high. Well, it's probably because of these guys, which again, I don't know if it's good or bad. What do you think? Maybe you can teach me or tell me, because I really don't know. I don't understand ordinals very well yet. All right, this is from Simply Bitcoin. Some news. Judge Alexander de Moraes of Brazil has censored speech and suspended X accounts of political opponents and journalists. This isn't an issue with Nostr as a social platform and Bitcoin as a currency. Yes, because Nostr and Bitcoin solve all these potential problems, right? Nostr and Bitcoin is like, or I should say, Bitcoin and Nostr are like chocolate and peanut butter. They go very well together, and they're both decentralized, censorship-resistant protocols. They're awesome, right? And so this judge from Brazil, you know, there's a whole thing going on with Brazil and X, and Elon Musk has actually stepped up and said, you know, he told the people in Brazil, just use a VPN. And then he said he wouldn't ban these accounts. This is Elon Musk saying, I won't ban these accounts. So it's possible. People are saying it's possible that maybe the Brazilian government tries to sue Elon Musk or come after Elon Musk. So this could become a big dramatic tragedy, whatever, or a big drama. But the point is, right here, this isn't an issue with Nostr as a social platform and Bitcoin as a currency. If we use Nostr as a social platform and Bitcoin as a currency, none of these governments or none of these cartel members, these corrupt, insane lizard people, none of them are going to be able to even touch us. Thank you. It's a new world, and it's our world. It's not your world anymore. But it is clown world, because look, Business Insider says millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge, groceries. They're trying to make it seem like groceries are this, you know, this amazing high-end item that you have to splurge for. Hello, groceries, you're supposed to eat, buy groceries and eat good food every day. This is part of just a normal, fundamentally good life. But the world is clown world, okay? That's why Ken here says LMAO. Laugh my A off. All right, well, that's it for today. This is our website. Join our locals community. This link at the top. Our website's fractalbitcoin.com, but join our locals community here. This is where we hang out and chat. And we do the Bitcoin panel on Fridays at 4 p.m., but this week I'm going to be at BitBlock Boom in Dallas, so we are not going to be streaming a Bitcoin panel this week, but we'll resume next week. So yeah, I wanted to check the price again while we're here. The price is now $71,600. Okay, well, look, as I mentioned, it's exciting. Today's also the solar eclipse, so we'll see how that works out. I hope you have your glasses. I hope you're ready, but probably by the time this comes out, it's going to be right during the eclipse, so no one's going to see this video for the first little bit, maybe, although overseas. All right, well, look, I appreciate you. If you want to subscribe to the channel and like the video, please do. I definitely appreciate you watching, and I appreciate your feedback and all your support. And I will see you tomorrow for another news video. All right, see ya.